Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 890, is Sukadaha. In Hindi, that would be pronounced Sugad. Sukha, happiness, the giver of. So the meaning is very clear. The giver of happiness. This name previously came up in Vishnu Sahasranam, and name 460. There, Parashara Bhatta described the meaning of this name very straightforwardly. He's the giver, he, Vishnu, is the giver of all kinds of happiness. Whether it be material happiness, or the spiritual happiness of merging or conceiving of oneself as being immersed in impersonal Brahman, and the happiness of being in the spiritual world in Vaikuntha. And of course, Parashara Bhatta doesn't say this, but on and on and on and on. There are various levels of happiness which are described in Taittiriya Upanishad, Anandavali, and we learn from the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the highest happiness is the happiness of Radha in her love for Krishna. So Krishna is the giver of happiness, but in this instance of the name as it appears in Vishnu Sahasranama, here Parashara Bhatta is describing in terms of the ascent of the jiva to the spiritual world. And he states in this regard, Parashara Bhatta states, Amanava mukhena sprishtva savasanam samsaram utsayam svapti sukham dadati iti sukada. Now the jiva, we've been through the various stages that he goes through on the path back to Godhead. Now he's come to the final step. And Bhagavan, Vishnu, removes the last traces of contact that the jiva has with this world, along with the latent impressions. We all have unlimited impressions, called sanskara, the technical term. We have unlimited impressions, mostly very deep within our heart, from unlimited lives. Everything we do, say, touch, taste, smell, feel, think, all thoughts, whether conscious or subliminal, from unlimited lifetimes, and how we respond to sensory input. Oh, it's unimaginable, even in one lifetime, how much sensory impression we have. And sanskar means not only sensory impression, but how we process that, how we react to that within our minds. So that is just a huge stockpile, but Bhagavan removes that before we go back to Godhead, so that there's no more obstacle to going back to Godhead. And then this, by doing so, he just opens up the path to, by which the jiva can be eligible for supreme bliss in being established in his constitutional position as an eternal servant of Krishna. Now the Amanava Purusha, the non-man living being, is described in Chandogya Upanishad. And the commentators refer to the Amanava Purusha like that. It could be postulated to refer to the various demigods who are being described, or it could be a resident of the supreme abode, or it could be the Supreme Lord himself. So in this way, the jiva is brought up to the spiritual world. In this regard, Parashara Bhatta quotes from Chandogya Upanishad, Tat Purusha Amanava Sa Enan Brahma Gamayati Esha Devayana Panta Iti. And then it's just summarizing. Okay, now that means we've come to the end of this description of the path back to Godhead by Iti. Esha Devayana Panta Iti. Thus is described, Chandogya Upanishad says, the path on which the godly ascend. So a translation of this, from there, through the moon, lightning, etc., the aman of the superhuman takes him to Parabrahman, to the spiritual world. This is known as the path of the gods. Our Gaurya commentator, Baladev Vidyabhushan, comments in pretty much the same, or similarly. Sukada, Baladev Vidyabhushan says, is he who gives da. So we have the word dana, that which is given, or the act of giving. He who gives happiness, sukh, in the form of the attainment of a body, spiritual body, as a personal companion to the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world. He gives such a body to such a devotee whose subtle body has been dissolved. Again, all the sanskaras. The subtle body consists of various impressions, plus false ego, plus desire. So the devotee whose subtle body has been dissolved by the grace of Vishnu and has been thus brought by that transcendental personality. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives an alternative meaning that he, Vishnu, not waiting for the devotee to go through all these different stages, himself brings a devotee who is very much afflicted and calling out to Krishna, and he's seen as being desireless for anything in this world. He's nirapeksha. To such a devotee, Baladev Vidyabhushan says, Krishna himself personally comes and bestows on that afflicted devotee who's feeling, I just want to go to Krishna. He's feeling suffering in that way. Bhagavan gives to such a devotee the happiness of getting a body by which the spiritual body by which that devotee can serve the Lord eternally. This division, or these terms, Baladev Vidyabhushan uses, Sanishta, Painishtita, in his writings, Baladev Vidyabhushan describes the Sanishta and Parinishtita as those who worship Lord Vishnu performing their Varnashram duties. The Sanishta with a desire for self-purification, and the Parinishtita, he's not materially attached, but he does so. He follows Varnashram duties to set an example for others. And in his writings, for instance, in his Gita commentary, Baladev Vidyabhushan refers to another category, the nirapeksha devotees, who those do not they don't perform varnashram duties at all, but worship the Supreme Lord only for the sake of pleasing Him. So for such devotees, Baladev Vidyabhushan says he is sukada. He gives them what they desire. They desire to simply serve Him, and He gives them the opportunity, without having to go through this gradual process of ascent through the path beginning with light, the Achira, the Marga. Baladev Vidyabhushan in this regard quotes from the Varaha Purana, a verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes in his Gita commentary, which I mentioned just two talks before in this series, I believe. Nayami paramsthanam Achir Adi Gating Vina Garuda Skandham Aropya Yateshtam Anivaritaha. By my own will, Yateshtam, but I want to do, I will do, without being obstructed by anyone or anything. I am the Supreme Lord. I bring them onto the back of Garuda and take them to the supreme abode without having to go through all this process step by step by step. In other words, Krishna is saying that, yes, I have given this path step by step, but if I so desire, I'm the Supreme Lord, I can just take my very dear and devoted devotees back to my abode without having to go through all those steps. So Krishna gives a body, as spiritual body, as an associate of the Lord, fully spiritual like his own body. It's Satchidanandamai, so it's consciousness, bliss, and full and eternity. Therefore, bliss, that's the defining or most important factor there, actual bliss. So in that way, he's Sukhada, the giver of bliss. Baladev quotes from Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad, Yatra tvasya sarvam atmaivabhut, saying that everything becomes spiritual for the liberated soul. And Baladev Vidyabhushan in this regard quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 15, text 14. Vasanti yatra purusha sarve vaikuntha murtayaha. Everyone in the spiritual world of Vaikuntha, everyone who resides there, has a form that is Vaikuntha, without any anxiety, spiritual form. It just has a form just like the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Baladev Vidyabhushan goes on to explain, he is, looking back to the previous name, Hutabhug Bhukta, he protects the devotee coming into his abode with the assistance of the enjoyer's book of oblations that turn into nectar. So Baladev Vidyabhushan, combining these two names, and looking back at Hutabhug Bhukta, says that the demigods from Archi to Vidyut, Varuna, Indra, Prajapati, Brahma, and the unnamed Aman of transcendental personality, they are the enjoyers, the secondary enjoyers, of the offerings, and he protects the devotee coming back to Godhead with the assistance of these various personalities who enjoy the offerings in the fire. It's quite technical. Baladev Vidyabhushan explains that Lord Hari is the origin of everything, and the demigods are dependent on him, so it's not inconsistent to say that he is the cause in each of the steps, because he's the ultimate cause of everything, as he states. Tesham aham samudhartam mrityu sangsara sagarat bhavamina chirat parta maya vaishata chetasam. O son of Prita, Krishna says in the Gita, for those whose minds are absorbed in me, I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. Shankaracharya, in commenting on this name, Sukhada, at this particular instance in Vishnu Sahasranam, gives various understandings based on various ways of analyzing the Sanskrit. When I think, well, Sukha, Da, that's very simple Sanskrit. It means giver of happiness. But Shankara, he gives that, yes, Sukham Dadati. Vishnu, is the one who gives happiness on those who are righteous, those who are deserving of happiness. But he also takes da, he analyzes it differently, that it can be, this da suffix can be understood to mean one who cuts. So it also means sukham dhyati, one who cuts. In other words, just as he gives happiness to the good souls, So he deprives the wicked of any possibility of happiness. Then, taking this cut, because Sukhada comes in the middle of a sandhi formation in Sanskrit. So it can be said that the previous syllable, A, which comes before that, can be linked with Sukhada. So it's Asukha Dhyati. He cuts the Asukha, the unhappiness, for his devotees. And Shankara also, this Asukhada, he also gives this idea that he is the remover of unhappiness for his devotees. In this regard, I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, Text 32. The entire universe is full of miseries, and therefore the inhabitants of this material universe are always shedding tears out of intense grief. There is a great ocean of water made from such tears. But for one who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ocean of tears is at once dried up. One need only see the charming smile of the Supreme Lord. In other words, the bereavement of material existence immediately subsides when one sees the charming smile of the Lord. I remember first reading this many years ago. This is worth propagating. This is something very wonderful. So that fits with the Asukhada, he who takes away the unhappiness of his devotees. I'm also going to read from a transcript of Srila Prabhupada's talk on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 44, which he gave on October the 24th, 1974 in Mayapur. Srila Prabhupada said, when a mother laughs and smiles, the child feels very pleasure, very much. The child on the lap of the mother. The mother is seeing the face of the child, and the child is seeing the face of the mother. Both of them are very pleased. They smile. When Krishna smiles, he smiles with affection, and the devotee becomes enamored, becomes captivated simply by seeing Krishna smiling. This is the process, the exchange of devotional service. Another very beautiful passage, which fits with Sukham Dadati, how Krishna gives happiness to his devotees. In regard to the interpretation that he is the remover, there is another interpretation that he is the remover of happiness from his devotees. Yep, Radha Krishna Shastri gives this one, that he removes the petty material pleasures of their devotees so that they can lose their attachment to the very idea of enjoying in this material world and instead seek the true bliss, which is that of surrendering to him. In this regard, I'm going to read from Canto 10, Chapter 88, Texts 8 to 10 of Srimad Bhagavatam. The first two lines of the first verse were several times quoted by Srila Prabhupada, even in relation to his own life. This is Krishna speaking in response to a question of Yudhishthira Maharaja, that what is the symptom of your mercy, Krishna's mercy upon the devotees? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Yasyaham Anugrahnami Harishe Tadhanang Shanaihi Tato Dhanang Tyajantyasya Swajana Dukadukitam. The personality of Godhead said, if I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then the relatives and friends of such a poverty-stricken man abandon him. In this way, he suffers one distress after another. So it seems, yes, Krishna is giving distress to his devotee. But we should stay tuned for what else Krishna says. Sayada vitatho yogo nirvirna syad dhaneheya mat parai krita maitrasya karishe mad anugraham. When he becomes frustrated in his attempts to make money and instead befriends my devotees, I bestow my special mercy upon him. Tad brahma paramam sukshmam chinmatram sadanantakam vigyayat matayad hira sangsarat parimuchate. A person who has thus become sober fully realizes the absolute as the highest truth, the most subtle and perfect manifestation of spirit, the transcendental existence without end. In this way, realizing that the supreme truth is the foundation of his own existence, he is freed from the cycle of material life. Another completely different meaning given by Satyadeva Vashishta of Sukada. Well, he giving the da part he gives, but he derives the meaning of the word sukham to mean udakam, water, that which is dug out. So Satyadeva Vashishta interprets the name as referring to Bhagavan being the giver of water in the form of wells and rivers and ponds for the survival of all beings in this world. And another meaning which Satyadeva Vashishta gives, which is different from the other meanings, taking out another quite different meaning for the word sukha, is that the sukha can refer to the body. And since Bhagavan has given to the body to the conditioned living beings in this world, he can be called sukhata. He has mixed flesh and bones with fluids, put skin on it, and made something which can look beautiful and is mistakenly, no doubt, taken to be a source of happiness. Therefore, he's called Sukhada. Want to be happy? Go to Krishna. He can give you happiness. He may not give it in the way that we think will give us happiness. He may shatter our illusions of what it means to be happy, but ultimately he will give us happiness at a level which we simply cannot imagine. There are many instances. Dhruva Maharaj imagined a kind of happiness which is greater than that even of Lord Brahma. It was very arrogant, you could say, or presumptuous of him to want a kingdom greater than that of Lord Brahma. But eventually, by the mercy of Krishna, he was able to understand that even a happiness greater than that of the greatest, most pious living being in this world, nothing material can even slightly compare to the happiness of Krishna consciousness. In our struggling state, as we try to become Krishna conscious, we hear about such descriptions of spiritual bliss. We have a little experience of what that is. And we go on with the faith, not unfounded faith, that by staying on this path, the time will come when we'll actually become eligible for the highest bliss. When we stop thinking how I will be happy and only think how Krishna will be happy, then we achieve the highest happiness. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya charnakam padiyo nipatya kritva chakha kushatam etad aham ravimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra charane kurutanurada. Parivaditu jano yatatata vananu mukaruna vayam vichayama. Hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama natama nirvishama. Baha pirang natavarava pu karneyo karnikaram. Bibradvasa kanaka kapisham vaijayan tim jamalam. Randran venor adara sudaya purayan gopa vrindayar. Vrindaranyam svapada ramanam pravishad gita kirtihi. Shri Radhaya pranaya mahima ki drisho vanaya iva svadyo yenad bhuta madhurima ki drisho vamadiyaha. So kyang cha samad anubhavata ki drisham veti lobhat tad bhavardya samajani shakchi garva sindho harinduhu. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama.